Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And good morning, everybody. It is 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us as we begin a new broadcast week. It's an important week, friends. Lots of interesting things are going on politically, including however this California recall is going to turn out tomorrow. I think Kate Brown and Jay Inslee are probably watching this pretty closely. Now, friends, I think the stage is being set for Kate Brown to, well, to do what we've been hearing she's going to do. And that is use the excuse of declining COVID infections as a reason to rescind her executive order. Because she's trying to save face, and she, especially if this recall is successful against Gavin Newsom, to save her political rear end. Just folks, I'm telling you, something's going on out there. I'm going to share with you what happened to me over the weekend, both on Saturday and Sunday. Then I want to hear from you what you heard or experienced over the weekend as you were just going about your daily life. Is this issue of forced vaccinations, is it that bridge too far? Is that thing that has crossed the line? I got a text from Freddie who said this: I was in California this weekend, not one person wearing a mask. Gas in California, $5.18. In Weed, California. You know where Weed is? Up by Mount Shasta and I-5. All over, it was $4.67 a gallon. Friends, something's going on out there. There's an energy, and people are waking up. Now, that's my experience over the weekend. What about you? What did you experience over the weekend? Anything like this? What did you hear over the weekend? People angry and upset about not just their kids being forced to wear masks in schools, but what about this business of the vaccine mandate? I'm telling you, friends, everything that I am seeing and hearing, this is profound. This may be considerably bigger than 2010 with the Tea Party movement. This may be bigger than the Timber Unity grassroots movement that scared the living daylights out of the Democrats, caused them to pull back and figure out another way, which they did. They just figured out they could use the wildfires and COVID to buy off Republicans, which they did very successfully to get their way. So I want to hear from you. What were you hearing over the weekend? What did you see? Is there something happening politically out there that you've maybe not seen for a very long time or maybe never seen? What's your opinion on that? And it's easy. You can just give us a call, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. I'll do my best to read it on the air. Now, I want to also share with you, I want to thank Timothy. Timothy is the guy that did that I met at the Winco mask protest that we did. And he's the guy who's been leading that for a long time. And he sends me a lot of stuff. He sent me what I think is one of the most profound, and I watched it this morning. One of the most profound documentaries, and that's the only way to, it's a video, It's on Rumble. Okay, so you can get it. It's called The Story of Ivermectin. And it's about 24 minutes long. And I'm only halfway through it. And already, there. I mean, it is a factual history of all, a compilation of all the studies that have been reviewed, that have been done all over the world, and the actual experience of doctors, even in testimony in front of the U.S. Senate about ivermectin, its use all around the world, and the results of that. It's pretty stunning. I'm going to have it on the show plan. Hopefully, you'll be able to access it. I don't know if, because I put this up on my Facebook page, right? And sometimes Facebook does, their censorship thing. So I am, I'm going to put that up there, and I want to encourage you to watch it, because part of it talks about the results that have happened in both studies and in actual use, both in America and foreign countries. And it talks about the dosage amounts, especially that dosage amount having to do with using it as a prophylactic once a week. Now, I shared with you the story of this advisor that I do business with on the farm, who shared with me about this, how he had COVID, took it. It immediately, at the first signs of it, it is a product that he bought at Wilco stores. I mean, you can buy it at most of the farm feed stores, which is the 1% solution, as I've shared with you. This is what he told me. He bought the particular product called Ivermax, 1% solution for swine and cattle. You take 1 cc for every 100 pounds of your body weight. That's how he has been doing it. And not only did he get over COVID in 3 days, I mean, he was literally back to work in 3 days. But he also has been using it as a prophylactic once a week. So if you are considering that, because you're hearing a lot about it, you hear me talk about it. Now, I haven't done this yet. I'm going to do more of my own study, and I want to encourage you to do that too. And I think a good place to start is this particular video. And I want to thank Tim for sending it to me. Again, it's on Rumble. It's called The Story of Ivermectin. I think there appears to be a lot of factual information in here, because they are showing it on the screen. Now, again, you have to be careful about this stuff, and you need to do some of your own research, and then you need to. And I want to advise you to do this, because I think this is smart. If you are on other medications, seriously, you need to talk to your doctor. Say, okay, I'm thinking of taking ivermectin as a prophylactic because I don't want to get COVID. Is this going to interfere with any of my other medicines? You just need to talk to your doctor about that. Okay. I want to encourage you to do that. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. By the way, kudos to the Oregon Ducks for beating Ohio State. That was a bit of a surprise. I didn't watch it, but, I was busy with the Gathering of the Eagles event on Saturday, so I missed it. But, I'm always glad when an Oregon school does really well against nationally ranked powerhouses, and Ohio State is one of them, and they deserve it. A long tradition and a history of that. Good for them. All right, so Saturday, friends, we had the Gathering of the Eagles. This was our 13th year, and I want to get, I'm just going to tell you, to whet your appetite, half of the people there, we had over 500 people there. Half of them had never been there before. And most of those people have never been politically active. That's why I'm saying something's going on out there. And that's all I'm going to say for the moment. At the bottom of the hour, Jason Dudash from the Freedom Foundation joins us, by the way, that we have phone lines here. And I'm going to get to all of you, Bill, Art, and Rich. Hang on. Jason Dudas joins us to talk about the lawsuit they filed Friday after we got off the air. That is everything I've been telling you needed to be done. It's all about people who have had COVID not being allowed an exemption or an exception, whatever you want to call it. And if you couple that with what Joe Biden said on Friday, the unconstitutional actions that even Channel 12 had to admit this morning, well, it probably faces legal challenges. Yeah, it does, and it oughta. It's unconstitutional. And I hope it's found that way quickly. Let's go to Bill. Bill, good morning. You're going to start off our phone calls today. How was your weekend? What were you hearing?
Good morning, Jeff. I haven't heard much, just what I see on social media. First, I want to say these vaccine businesses that require you have vaccine to enter, otherwise you can't, is basically segregation. It's no different than not letting a colored person in or a person of different sexuality into the business.
That's right.
It is wrong and it's illegal.
It is. You're right. And it's unconstitutional. That's the other thing.
I mean, I couldn't even go to a Beaver game this weekend because we don't believe in the vaccine. So basically they segregated us, turned us away. You can't even go to the high or college basketball games. It's not right, and it's illegal. I think I don't know who you call it, UCLA, who, or whatever it is. I don't know the actual name of it.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. I think this elevates very quickly to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I think that they're going to strike it down. And that's primarily what Joe Biden is saying, that there's a mandate. Now, that doesn't prohibit what you just experienced over the weekend, a college or a university saying, no, you can't come on our campus unless you can prove. In fact, again, I saw Channel 12 this morning that people are being challenged over vaccine passports, businesses, and they ought to. We ought to boycott them, and we ought to protest.
Yes. Well, God bless them. Guys, take care.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Let's go to Art. Art, go.
The mandate was all over the radio and the highest topic of discussion. But the most impactful thing, Jeff, that I heard, I was listening, as I often do, to the service of one of the local Baptist churches. And the pastor was talking about situations, you know, how do you justify it? And to make a long story short, Jeff, he told one of his the people that go to his church, 27-year-old woman that got the vaccine and then had to have a total hysterectomy because how it affected her. And that was powerful, Jeff, because
wow,
there's so many things happening. And people are waking up and they're saying, hey, this is my body. You're not going to inject something in it that can be detrimental. And that I wanted to share with you, Jeff, because
thank
people
you,
are dying Mark. And et cetera, et cetera.
That's powerful. And I'm going to get it lobbies or reductions. It fits very nicely what I'm going to say. Rich and the other caller, hang on through the break.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
23 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Rich and another caller. Caller, hang on. I want to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is not only one of our great local companies here, have been in business in the Salem area for over 40 years, and not only one of our great sponsors, but they do a great job in making your life better. Because of that, their business is growing and expanding, and quite frankly, they need employees. If you're being fired or told you got to resign from your job because you're not taking the jab, maybe you ought to talk to Freedom Heating and Air. Give them a call, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Let's go to Rich and then our next caller. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts?
Morning. One of the problems I think that Kate Brown now has is that she didn't lock down the border so people got a chance to go to other states and see what it's like to not have a mask mandate. The other thing, too, is in Safeway this weekend, the interesting thing was that they talked about Kate Brown and some of these people I know because I see them in there all quite often, and they just happen to be liberal, and they've had enough of her and Biden because they remembered when Kamala Harris, although they called it purely political and they've had enough, is what they said to each other. And the thing they were talking about was, remember when Kamala Harris was senator and she said, I'm not taking a shot if Trump tells me to? And then when Biden gives an exception to all his cabinet and all their staff, right there you know you're being lied to, conned out, and they don't really care about us at all other than to help feed the big money people behind the shot.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is part of what I learned over the weekend, is people are fed up with all of this stuff. And I think it appears that the breaking point, the straw that broke the camel's back, is this vaccine mandate thing. With people, like you've just described, Rich, that normally wouldn't react that way. They will vote Democrat, they'll vote liberal. This is just a bridge too far for them. So let me ask you this quickly before I go to our next caller. You think that those people now are open to other things you share with them because you know them, that they might start thinking and acting differently politically?
I think so. One of them turned to me and said, he told me, you know, you were right all along. I'm sorry I hated you.
No kidding? Wow.
Yeah.
The thing
about it is that I don't think they would have tripped to it unless they would have gone on vacation and went to another state, and that when Biden made the mandate and then at the same breath, almost in the same inhale-exhale breath, exempted certain privileged people.
Well, there's the other thing. That's this fairness thing. Rich, thanks for the great story, because I'm going to tell you that's a piece in the Oregon Catalyst today called Unions Push Back Against the Vaccine Mandate and Win. Not only with Biden, with the Postal Workers Union, but in Washington State, the largest union there, got an exemption with Jay Inslee.
Can you say we're being lied to and conned?
Yes,
pick an adjective.
We are being lied to. And I'm telling you, this is one of the basis of a successful lawsuit. It's unequal treatment. And that's exactly what's happening. Rich, thanks so much. I got to move on to our next caller.
Report.
Caller, good morning. Who are you, and what do you have to say?
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Okay. This is the first time I've been on your radio channel.
Well, thank you for
calling. I have an emergency, so because I was threatened this last week from a doctor saying if I did not take that shot that day, that I mandatory had to, and if I didn't say I would take it that day, they said you only have tomorrow to do it or else, and my life's been threatened and they won't give me another doctor, and that's just one taste of the treatment I've had at this clinic, and I'm very frightened not knowing how I'm going to live because of my health conditions, and I know I have a right to say no because I've been researching this whole outfit, and it's all a scam.
You do have a right to say no, and you have a right to seek alternative treatment and exemptions under the federal law. Now, let me ask you this question. Are you here in the Salem area?
Yes. I've been here probably since 2012.
Okay. And so your doctor's telling you either get the shot or he's going to quit being your doctor.
Oh, I'm scared to death to go back there. And he had a nurse call that day when I got home. And then they said, we're in a really, you know, they're really nice to you, the women that call in. And they say, Well, the doctor wants you to set an appointment to come back. And I was there last 2 weeks. I was going to see another doctor, and he said, "What are you in here for?" And just stared at me. And then they said, "Well, we're going to call the ambulance." So they called the ambulance and took me to the hospital, and I was there until midnight. And there's just a lot of detail that's
So let me quickly ask you a question. Would you like to change doctors? Are you looking for
Absolutely.
Another doctor?
Absolutely. I don't want ever to go back. I'm scared to death of that man. He's done nothing for me. He just threatened me, and he's, I think he's
So here,
not.
Here's what I'm going to suggest, and I'm going to put out the call to the rest of you in the audience. If you know of a doctor where we can send this lady, will you please email me? And ma'am, I want you to listen on the air. And if you can't, do you have email quickly?
No.
Okay. So I want you to listen on the air. And if I get a reference from one of our listeners that has a doctor who will treat you with respect and listen to you, then I will put that over the air. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling and for listening. And I'm sorry that just hang on, have faith, because I'm telling you, something's going on out there. And we're going to talk with Jason Dudash in just a moment, the Freedom Foundation, about the Oregonians they are representing in this lawsuit they filed on Friday against Kate Brown's mandates. We're going to help this lady, folks. If you know of a doctor that she should go see that will treat her with respect and listen to her, please email me, jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. It's 6:30, back in a moment. That's what he just
said. Okay. You're coming back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes for the top of the hour. We are just trying to connect with Jason Dudash, Freedom Foundation, about their latest lawsuit. You might want to listen to that, friends, because I'm going to ask him the question. And people like you who are in this audience who have had COVID and are not being given the opportunity by your employer to have an accommodation, to opt out of a vaccine mandate, could you join their lawsuit? I'm going to ask him that question, so I want you to hang on. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Caller, I know you called over the break. Hang on, because I do want to get to you, okay? I think this is very important. Pfeiffer Roofing, friends, has this new product called RoofMax. You hear me talk about it. It is a soybean-based product that is literally sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof. And it rejuvenates. It gives it more life, maybe many more years of life. And it is done at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. If you want to learn about this, go to their website, watch the video on it. It's called Roof Max is the product. The website is PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. PfeifferRoofing.com. They've been in business in the Salem area since 1978. Or just give them a call. They'll come out and look at your roof for free, give you an estimate. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Pfeiffer Roofing, the product is Roof Max. Rejuvenate your roof at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Let's see if Phil, do we have Jason on the line?
Yeah, Jeff, Jason, I'm here with you. Good morning.
There you go. All right. Our apologies. Apparently, apparently I have an old number for you. We woke some lady, nice lady up.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
All right. So Friday, Freedom Foundation, you announced a lawsuit by six Oregonians against Kate Brown's mandate. Why don't you talk about that? And then I want to ask you some questions.
Yeah, we're representing six Oregonians from a pretty broad base. They cover all three of the governor's orders here, her executive order for executive branch employees and both the OHA orders for school employees and healthcare workers. They've all been people who have worked through this entire pandemic and now are facing an arbitrary deadline of October 18th of potentially losing their jobs because they have so far not yet decided to get vaccinated. What's interesting about each of these six plaintiffs, though, is that they have all been infected and recovered from COVID previously, have been informed by their doctors that they have some level of natural immunity, and some of them have even been told by their doctors that at this point they should not get the shot. But so far, those facts alone are not enough under this governor's overarching order to not miss out on the shot. They're still lined up to lose their jobs on October 18th if they don't comply. And that's why we're stepping in with this lawsuit. You know, right now, depending on what data set you read, most scientific data says that natural immunity is just as, if not as effective as vaccinated immunity, and there needs to be some more thought and exceptions into these governor's orders, but she seems to have gotten way too comfortable with them just imposing these one size fits all, do it my way or get lost type orders over the last 19 months now.
Yeah, and I will tell you that over the weekend, both at the gathering of the Eagles, which a record number of people showing up that have never been to the event, have never been involved politically, on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 18th, at the state capitol, there is going to be a massive medical freedom rally by several groups from around the state that have been holding local rallies for medical freedom over this issue. And I can tell you that yesterday I was down in Roseburg, and I heard from a lot of people, including some medical professionals, and there is a huge movement down in Roseburg by medical professionals, by teachers, to say no to the vax. So here's the question I want to ask you. A lot of our listeners are people who are both state employees or work for private employers that are being impacted by Kate Brown's vaccine mandate. Is your lawsuit such that they can join the lawsuit and be a part of this?
No, this is not a class action lawsuit. You know that class actions tend to be a little bit messier and a little bit more difficult to put together in such a timely thing. So right now we have six very solid plaintiffs, Jeff. The facts are simply undisputable. I mean, our lead plaintiff, he's the fire chief for Aurora. We have a Department of Justice special agent, corrections officer, a teacher. These are people that are going to set a precedent that will apply to everyone else when we're successful with this case. But the case itself is not a class action that others can join in.
So let me share with you a story. Yesterday in Roseburg, I had a single father who had his daughter at our meeting. He is a nurse in the healthcare system, private hospital down in Roseburg. He has been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. His hospital is telling him that that isn't good enough, that he has to take the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, otherwise he will be fired. He is on administrative leave right now. And unbelievably, Jason, and there are a lot of other nurses that are in the same position. They're on administrative leave. That hospital down there is bringing in out-of-district or out-of-state nurses to fill their job, along with the Oregon National Guard, and they're paying them four times the rate of what they're paying him as a local nurse. So first of all, I mean, that just doesn't sound right to me. He's already been vaccinated by Johnson & Johnson. Now there, his hospital is his employer, private employer, is saying that ain't good enough. You got to have the other vaccines. Have you heard this before? And are you guys considering taking action based on that?
Jeff, that is the first that I've heard of it, and it's absolutely outrageous. I'd love to connect with you offline more to get some details to our team, or if he happens to be listening, have him please call our office. 503-951-6208 is a number that any of your listeners can call. We were looking for more legal information or help or just first steps on how to do this, depending on who their employer is.
Folks, we're talking with Jason Dudash. He's the director of Freedom Foundation for Oregon. Go to their website. You can read the press release about this, okay, about this lawsuit, but also you can find that contact info there. It is freedomfoundation.com. It's that simple. Freedom Foundation, all one word, .com. By the way, Josh Williams was my training officer at Sublimity Fire when I first got elected to the fire board there many years ago. He's a great guy, and I am so proud of him for standing up and being a part of this lawsuit.
Yeah, no, I wish it's really a special thing, but it's also an infuriating thing, you know, that we even have to do this. Right now we're hoping that, honestly, Jeff, that we're going to give the state a couple days to reply to the lawsuit, and hopefully they just agree. This is what completely blows my mind time and time again, is the governor should have a vested interest in keeping as many people on payroll as possible, especially right now. You look at our education system. It's been a national laughing stock for decades. Our healthcare system is currently in crisis. Nobody's debating that. And yet our governor is advocating for a policy that will unrelentingly just fire tens of thousands of people. And I don't think anyone really appreciates just how broad this is going to impact our neighbor Oregonians. You know, there's this narrative going around that somehow the only people who are unvaccinated at this point are just far right Looney Tunes. And that's just simply not the case. You know, these are our neighbors. These are the people who, up until this point, we've trusted to educate our children and to take care of our loved ones in the hospital. And now the governor is drawing this just arbitrary October 18th deadline and saying, no, no, no. Now you're too dangerous, Jeff. Now we can't trust you.
That's
completely absurd.
It is. It absolutely is. And what I'm hearing quietly behind the scenes is that, in fact, I saw some evidence of this today on Fox 12 this morning, showing a beginning of a decline of the COVID numbers. And what I'm hearing is that Kate Brown is, because she's worried about this politically, because she's hearing what I heard over the weekend from so many people, that have this is just too far for them. People that have supported Democrats, supported Kate Brown, are saying this is just too far. And she is going to use the declining numbers as an excuse to rescind her executive order. I don't know if she's going to do that or not, but Jason, I have to urge you, keep the pressure on. Keep the lawsuit going. We have to stop this now.
Yeah, you're exactly correct. And the term there is pressure. You and every single one of your listeners should be doing everything they can every day to make sure all of our elected representatives, Jeff, from city council to Congress, know how outraged we are and know what this is going to mean for the state. I mean, for God's sakes, I was reading just before the show that hospitals in New York had to pause delivering children because of how many nurses have quit rather than get vaccinated. And that's going to be coming to Oregon, and probably much, much worse if we actually go through for this.
FreedomFoundation.com, folks. Support what they're doing. If you have questions, you have circumstances, you can contact them. Go to their website, FreedomFoundation.com. Thanks, Jason. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Jeff. You know we will.
6:48, back in a moment. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to go right to the phones to our caller who's been gracious enough to hang on for quite some time. Caller, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay. I'm the person that called in, but my phone got disconnected.
Oh, okay. So
how can I off the air give you the number to call me back or whatever? You said that you were going to give me, I was supposed to hold on. Well,
yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have you hold on. We actually dropped your call because I'm waiting for other people to email me with the name of doctor.
I understand
fact,
that.
One just,
so how can I make connections to my urgency?
So I just got an email from Tim. Said, call Dr. Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N, Dr. Harmon. You'll have to look up his number. I don't know who that is exactly. Tim, if you could give me a little more direction, there might be more than one Dr. Harmon in the area so that we can help this lady out. Corby wrote an email. He wants to know, in fact, a couple of emailers want to know what doctor and what clinic this is.
It's that Salem is. Clinic.
It's the Salem Clinic?
Yeah.
Okay. He says his mom is having the same problem, and so is he. They've been denied medical treatment.
Yes.
Okay, friends, so Tim, if you could email back which Dr. Harmon you're talking about, or so that we can find their number and I can share it over the air here with a doctor who will treat this lady and others with respect and listen to them and take their concerns into play here. So I have your number, caller, and if I get something further here after the end of the show or even before we end the show. In fact, I'm going to have Phil put you on hold, and we'll just hang on, and I might be able to get back to you, or I can potentially just call you after the show, okay?
Now you have my number, so you can call me, right?
Yes, yes. I have your number.
Please don't lose it because I can't sleep nights worrying about it.
I know, and I deeply sympathize with the plight you are in. I know that if my own mother, who's actually staying with me right now, who is 84 and has health issues. If she were in your place, she would be right where you are, and I want to help. I want you to know that, okay? And a lot of people be praying for you for peace in your heart. I'll be praying for you for peace about all of this, and we'll try to find.
Well, I'm a Christian, but I've been under heavy attack by this person in many ways.
Okay, well, it's time to change, and that is. That is for certain. Here is, okay, so let me give you the number. This Dr. Harmon's number, thank you, Tim. Dr. Harmon's number is 503-362-9334. And I'll give that out again. This is Tim's recommendation. Tim is one of our regular listeners. I know him. I trust him. This is his recommendation about who you could go to have a physician who will treat you with respect and listen to your concerns about all of this. It is 503, Dr. Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N, Harmon, 503-362-9334.
Got it.
Okay, Mike, here.
All
right. Please do me a favor and call me back later and let me know after you've met with Dr. Harmon what your experience was like, okay?
Okay. Okay, today, right? This morning, really? I mean, after 10 or 9 or what?
Just whenever. Whenever you have an opportunity. Because likely if you call and you make an appointment, first time, it's going to take a while for you to get to see him. So whenever you see him, if it's next week or the week after, doesn't matter, call me back and share with me and the audience what your experience was like, okay?
Yes, I will.
Thank you so much, dear. We'll be praying for you. And friends, I want you to lift up this lady in prayer that that she'll have a successful experience. And Tim, thank you so much for sharing Dr. Harmon's contact info. And for you, Corby, for you and your mom, there's your opportunity, 503-362-9334. I am so glad that we have listeners who care and are willing to talk about this. Let's go to Rowan. Rowan, you're up next. Go.
Okay. Last Friday, somebody was talking about how Big Pharma stands to lose a lot of money if people have tumbled to the truth about the natural, less expensive cures for COVID. And in my mind was suddenly that term multivalent. Think MMR. So sure enough, it's kind of under the radar, I think. I saw it on Town Hall Friday evening or Saturday that Moderna is planning to roll out a combination booster of COVID and the flu. What do you think is going to happen to the death tolls with that combination?
So in your mind, what conclusion did you reach immediately when you heard that?
That people have tumbled to COVID is a political thing. Flu they have seen as a pandemic before, and they were scared spitless over that, and we've heard about it through the years. And I sort of expect to hear now we've got a flu pandemic, and people will say, there's a track record, this is real, help us.
I think you're right on the money. Thank you, Rowan. I appreciate you sharing that with us. It doesn't surprise me, because I think that's, folks, that's the next direction this thing goes. Because I think if Gavin Newsom gets recalled, Kate Brown rescinds her order on mandatory vaccinations, they're going to pivot, folks. They are the Marxists. They are the left. They are not going to stop. Because to them, it's about control. It's about tyranny. It's about pushing how far they can push you to give up your liberty. Oh, they won't say that. They'll never admit to that. But that's the basic philosophy in their heart and their soul, because they're Marxist. That's who they are. And they will use the flu. They will pivot to the flu.
And it wouldn't surprise me. Straight out of the pit of hell.
Right. It's right out of the pit of hell. Thank you, Rowan. I'm going to let you go. It wouldn't surprise me, friends. And I mean this. It would not surprise me for them to say, well, you know, we've reached the CDC and Dr. Fauci come out and say, well, you know how the flu disappeared for, say, the last 2 years, because everything was COVID, right? We've determined that a lot of the COVID cases were actually the flu. So you need a vaccine against the flu and COVID. And it's already started. Folks, I'll share with you more about tomorrow, because we didn't get to it today. Thank you for all of you listening, but I'll share with you more about what I learned in Roseburg yesterday and what I learned at the Gathering of the Eagle. It's profound. Something's going on out there. Be hopeful. Keep praying. Keep fighting. Believing. See you tomorrow.